Let's go!
This is Jared Gray with the IDP 411 on rookie Zach Bond. So check it out, guys. Zach Bond, 75 total tackles, 19.5 tackles for loss, 12.5 sacks, 2 pass deflections, 2 forced fumbles, and 1 touchdown in his senior season as a linebacker at the Wisconsin Badgers. Listen, I love this kid, and I love his highlight tape. And I am going to take a little bit longer on him because, well, I truly believe Zach Bond is the real deal. I think he went to the right spot. I think you're going to love my player comparison from Zach Bond. Listen, 19.5 tackles for loss out of a linebacker who has great form tackling, great pass rush. When he designates the play and he knows where he's going, this kid is for real. Okay, so I'm going to give you some video. Just quick clips of what I like from the kid. So here we go.
Collins dropped in the backfield. It's Zach Bond. Third against one of the best in the nation. On third down, and it's intercepted. Threw it right into the arms of Zach Bond, who will take it right into the end zone for a touchdown. And it's fumbled. Fields picks it up and is tackled behind the line of scrimmage.
Listen, love this kid. Straight up, Zach Bond's for real. Can't say much more about him except for I think he's the real deal. The kid's got a great highlight tape. He reminds me a lot of Joe Schobert. Just the facts. He comes downhill. He designates play. Great form tackler. He's going to play outside linebacker to start. They both played at Wisconsin. Schobert had 152 total tackles. Bond had 154. The difference in Zach Bond and Joe Schobert. Zach Bond's a better pass rusher. It's just the way it is. He's a better blitzer. Okay, I've got more highlight tape for you. I love the way this kid hits and comes downhill. So you're about to get all of it right now.
What it would mean to be ball joint. Said, you know, it's the 15 practices. Oh, oh, you know, team, what a hit. Just an absolute stick from Zach Bond. Mills out of the backfield on first down. Good protection for Martinez. Now it breaks down. Martinez in trouble. And Martinez is sacked all the way back near the 45 by Zach Bond.
Like I'm saying, this kid is for real. Got great highlight tape. Comes downhill. Phenomenal. Phenomenal hit power. Okay, I don't care what you say. He's getting some hate about not being strong enough at the combine. The fact of the matter is, when the kid sees a play and he knows what to do, he hits the crap out of them, right? And I love it. I love his whole aspect of what he does. And, yes, his highlight tape is real. Against Michigan, against Michigan State, against, as you see, the Cornhuskers, which my man Clutch Russ likes to talk about, I could show you his Kent State film, and it literally is a highlight reel. He blows up Kent State all day long. It's crazy how good this kid could be. He's going to play right next to DeMario Davis. He's great at designating, you know, plays. Once he sees it, his form tackling is next to none. And I think he tackles like Matt Milano in open field. And I think that he is a great player like Joe Schobert. And, yes, I do think he starts. I think he moves right into the starting role. Klein's gone. DeMario Davis right there. He's got a great vision ball. You can see he's got interceptions returned for touchdowns. He's a ball hawk with 19.5 tackles for loss, sacks, great. His quarterback hit numbers were crazy last year. You know, he technically was there for 5 years. People ask me why he's low in my rankings. Listen, he's top 20, right? To make the list of the 200 and something people that were drafted, right, and all the guys who were undrafted, to make my list is a big deal to me. So the top 20 is here. Number 20 is Zach Bond. Reminds me of Joe Schobert. He's for real. Guys, I am telling you, he is a grab for you for sure. Yes, I think he starts. Do I think he puts up 100 tackles? No, I think he's going to be around 60 tackles, 70 tackles, outside linebacker. Hopefully get some rush, 5-6 sacks, which would be phenomenal for you as a rookie. That's what I believe he can be. So check him out. Again, we're going to leave you with some highlight reel again because, well, why not?
What it would mean to be Boyle Joy. Said, you know, it's the 15 practices. Oh. Are you a team? What a hit. Just an absolute stick from Zach Vaughn. Mills out of the backfield on first down. Good protection for Martinez. Now it breaks down. Martinez in trouble. And Martinez is sacked all the way. Collins trapped in the backfield. It's Zach Vaughn. Third against one of the best in the nation. On third down. And it's intercepted. Threw it right into the arms of Zach Vaughn, who will take it right into the end zone for a touchdown. And it's fumbled. Fields picks it up and is tackled behind the line of scrimmage.
Listen, guys, I don't think that he is going to hurt in any aspect of where he gets time to play and what he gets to do. Zach Vaughn is the real deal. I understand that with camp starting late and everything like that, he is a tackle machine. He designates well. He tackles for loss. They draft him for a reason. He reminds me a lot of Joe Sherbert. Complete. If he ends up moving to middle linebacker, if DeMar Davis moves on or whatever, who knows? Sky's the limit for this kid. Zach Vaughn's the real deal. And I really appreciate you guys checking us out. Again, this is my top 20. Number 20, Zach Vaughn. We have 19 more to go. Let's see where we go from here. Always check us out on the weekend. We have a great schedule coming up, the IDP 411. A bunch of guys that are going to be with us on the show. Dennis will be here. Culture Coach, if you don't know him on YouTube or on Twitter, give him a follow. And follow my guys, 50 Shades of Drunk, the Dynasty Chef Steve. Until the next episode, fellas. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Funny how you smart, but you still a nerd. Play your part, world gon' turn at heart.